now 6 o'clock. We're here for 1460 Dorsey Road site development plan. This is a post-community meeting, and in accordance with 17-107C, we're required to have a community meeting within 45 days of submitting. So we submitted our site development plan a little less than 45 days ago. I'm Marilee Tortorelli. I'm with Morris & Ritchie Associates. We're landscape architects, planners, engineers, and surveyors, and Karen McJunka is here representing the applicant. This project is called 1460 Dorsey. It's a residential project. It's located on the northeast side of Dorsey Road, and it's 1,000 feet from New Ridge Road. And just so I'm going to go through what county requires us to say a bunch of things that, you know, have a checklist. So once we're done with that, then we can open up and have questions. And then once we have the questions and answers, this will go up on the county website, and it'll be open for 14 days for more questions, comments, and then we'll do minutes, and we'll identify anything that was, you know, questions or comments in this meeting, and anything that occurs on the community website. This is a private project. It's not a capital improvement project. The owners are 1460 Dorsey Road LLC and Garth Reynolds. So this is comprised of two pieces of property, this larger piece here, and then a smaller piece that Mr. Reynolds owns. It's about an acre. This is located in a priority funding area. It's zoned R22, and it's also in the the critical economic development policy area, which means pretty much that this general area near the mall was always set up for, you know, future growth and development in the county's general development plan. It's not in the critical area. We're way far from the critical area. Environmentally, the only thing we have on the site are two specimen trees and some priority forests. There are no steep slopes. There's no floodplain. There's no streams, and there are no wetlands. But we do have a forest that the old house used to be located in the center where this old driveway was located. We have the priority forest in the rear, and we have two specimen trees. This one is a black cherry. It's only a little over 30 inches. Specimen tree is 30 inches or larger in diameter. That one's in poor condition. And then the second one is a red cedar that's about 0.4, and it's in good condition. There's 4.5 acres of forest on a total 6.5 acre property. This isn't a single lot. This is considered multifamily right now in the county, two back-to-back towns, which are one behind the other in one building, and we'll go through that. So each one of these buildings has two units in it. They also have two garages and two driveways. So each unit has a garage and a driveway, And then we had submitted for a parking reduction, so we have 2.5 parking spaces per unit, and our other half a space for every unit is located in the parking lots on the north and south side of the site. The only demolition that will occur, the house is already moved a while ago, but this existing driveway will come out, and other than that, it's pretty open, vacant and open, and we're doing the multifamily back-to-back units. The development technique that we use is like a cluster, so we cluster the development up front along Dorsey Road so that we can retain the nicest part of the forest in the back, and also that forest is adjacent to other forests throughout, you know, adjacent properties. Will not be any lots. These are either usually condo or rental units, so there are no lots assigned with each building. So really what we'll end up doing is a deed consolidation to put the two parcels together. So there is no subdivision of flat that will go with this. There's, I think I said, 90 back-to-back units. They're all three bedrooms. And everything is served by private roads or drive aisles. So we access Dorsey Road in this location with a private 24-foot road. It loops around, serving all the units, all the driveways. These are what they call park for this is 45% of the site, which is 3.1 acres, but we actually are saving 55% at 3.8 acres. Stormwater management is a combination of what they call ESD, environmental site design to the MEP, which means putting in microbial facilities or bioswales. We actually have a combination. We have microbios, 8 facilities throughout the site. We have microbios, we have some bioswales, and we actually have some bioretention facilities because we are also managing some of the water coming off of Dorsey Road in the one facility. The limits of disturbance are a little higher than the site because we are providing utility extensions along the front edge and doing some rural improvements, so it's at 6.2 acres. For utilities, there's an existing water line that runs along Dorsey Road. We're actually tying into it to a public meter right at the entrance, and then we come off of it with a private 8-inch water line that will circle the site and provide service to utility rooms on the ends of each of these groupings of buildings. So each grouping has a service to it that will provide water to every unit in that grouping. Same with sewer. There's existing sewer ends right about here in front of the end of our wonderful property. So we're extending sewer to our site, coming in with a private sewer off of that. This is public. And then we're coming with an 8-inch private line that will come up and serve it close to the middle of each grouping. So we have two sewer lines, one in this location that drains this way and one that location drains that way, and all goes into this sewer back. But as part of this project, we are also extending the sewer at public 8-inch all the way down to the church's entrance, which is pushing it. The road doesn't really work with us because we have to gravity sewer that direction, but the road goes the other way. So we're just making the gravity sewer to this area. If we had to extend it further, it would be difficult. The other thing with this, the stormwater storm drain system, is we do have two outfalls, an existing storm drain system that was put in years ago that we're tying into that inlet. And then it's ultimately this outfall into the floodplain that runs behind the apartments over on the other side of the road. And then we have another, so it's about kind of half and half goes that direction, half goes this direction. We have a storm drain system that comes down, comes up the church property and outfalls, where they also have an existing culvert. So we outfall right before it and into this floodplain system there. The schools in this area that these units would go to is Mead High School, Mead Middle, and Mead Heights Elementary School, and they're all open. The county changed all that over the last year with some redistricting. The environmental impacts that we have is really just removing the two trees that are in this location. What the county requires, they call modifications. So we submitted a modification to ask to remove these two trees. One that was in very poor condition. This one was in okay condition and was in the middle of the site. And that was modification 17435A. And the county approved that in August, on August 7th, 24. The only other modification we have is a active recreation modification. Anne Arundel County has a certain acreage that they require based on the number of units that you have. And what happens is it's a pretty big land area, so a lot of projects ask for modifications based on providing amenities, because the requirement really only is to provide land. So we submitted a modification, and that's based on providing playground, patio, gardens and yard games. So there'll be a whole system.
And a dog park.
Oh yeah, forgot the dog park. Dog park is up here. Yeah. So there's a whole system of amenities in here that will serve this whole community. And that modification was also approved on 7/2024. As part of the specimen tree removal, we are required to mitigate, which means we have to reforest for taking those trees down. So we do have reforestation on our site. It's this sort of, looks like dots probably to you, it's little pluses. That's all reforestation. It is adjacent to the trees that were saving. We also have some reforestation over here, also adjacent to the trees we were saving. And that reforestation is mitigating for taking the two trees down. The county has a formula that we use to figure out how much square footage of plantings that you have to do. Besides that, for the clearing that we're doing on site, we have to do some off-site mitigation, which is in a forest bank. And we have 5.5 acres in a forest bank that we're also doing. So just to repeat myself a little bit, is once this meeting is done, we will upload this audio that I'm having recorded tomorrow morning, first thing. Starting tomorrow, it'll be on the county website for 14 days. I can give you the sort of the link, but if you just Google in on county and write to me, it'll take you right to the calendar. But the it is a big long. It's community meeting comments at aacounty.org if you wanted to type in the whole thing. But if you just type community meetings, and it'll bring you to the brings you to like a calendar, and then you just look for the project number, project name, 1464, and you can add comments or questions at that time. And then once that period is done, it's 14 days, then we have another 14 days to put together all the minutes. So our minutes will have all the information I told you today, and any comments, any questions that we have. So I think I got everything. Did I forget anything?
Just the sidewalk we're installing.
Oh,
and the
improvements along.
Yeah.
Right, so we are doing some improvements along Dorsey. It's hard to see, you put it in blue. There's a sidewalk and a little bit of a right widening that run along our frontage, so you'll see this sidewalk that we're adding. And then we're doing a little bit of widening right in this location for a turn right into the church.
How far is the sidewalk going?
It only goes to our limits of our property.
Oh, okay.
It's along like the frontage.
Okay.
And you're probably aware State Highway has a sidewalk project on the other side of Dorsey as a capital project.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's some other improvements they're doing also out there to the culverts and stuff.
Set.
Okay.
So you ready for questions?
Yeah, I'm ready. We're ready.
You talked about junior high and high school. You didn't say nothing about elementary.
Oh, did I miss it? It's Mead High School, Mead Middle, and Mead Heights Elementary.
Okay.
All the names.
Okay, Mead Heights. Okay. The second question is, when you extend your sewage line down to the church, get to the church and try to hook up to the sewage?
They have the opportunity to, because there will be a manhole right there.
Yeah, that we did that at their request. I think you were there at the last meeting when we talked about that. I have not heard from them if they're going to hook up to it or not, but it's there for the hooking up, or it will be.
I still won't get sewage. I'm waiting back.
You're here, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you could go through their property to get it, because this is as far as it's going to go.
Because of the grades, if we keep going, we have to go this way, and the road's going that way.
Yeah.
That's as far as the county. That's the least amount of coverage we can have, road over sewer. That's as far as we can go. But your best bet, then, is to work with the church to connect to that manhole.
Because you're higher up here.
Yeah, you will flow to that. We just can't get it right in front of your your house yet.
Okay.
Which might even be closer, because I think there's sewers up here.
Yeah, it's sewers right in front of the church.
Yeah, that's a good point, really.
Yeah, it's right in front of the church.
Yeah.
You putting in the stoplight?
No.
I didn't get a call.
It wasn't warranted. The state has very high requirements for warranting
stoplight.
Signal light.
Yeah.
You have to have like retail and all 100 units to get.
We'd have to have 800 units in there to get a stoplight.
Oh, okay. It's around in your project?
No, that's not planned. We've never had trouble with folks running down a hillside there. That's a pretty steep wooded hillside next to the church. Yeah, that wasn't planned. That being said, on the other side, NSA's got their chain link fence and cameras and everything else. You know, if it becomes an issue, we'll certainly take a look at it. It just would prefer not to put one up immediately.
I'm just saying, if y'all is just installing a fence and not on that side.
Wasn't planning on it.
Okay. Other than that.
Well, you've got my cell phone number. If you've got any other questions, let me know.
Yeah.
You're not, we'll upload my email also on the.
Smart man. How nice would that be?
Oh my God. What if it'd be so much easier?
Sounds like they're going to have two parking spots.
Two inside the garage and then two on the driveway out.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Four, two per unit.
Right.
Four per building.
And then the additional is more or less.
On the side,
How many bedrooms?
Yeah.
Three bedrooms, 2.5 baths.
Mm-hmm.
Both units are about 2,000 square.
How long would it take for you to get this out?
You know, to get from breaking ground, it's about 18 months start to finish.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Living in it while you steady developing.
Yeah.
To finish it, take.
Yeah, we'll pave the whole thing and then we'll start probably one of those groupings of buildings,
right.
Or a couple a month, and it's about these take a little longer than a regular townhouse, so it's about a 5-month, 6-month build, so that's how you end up with
18
months,
Also, we also have to do a grading permit for this, so as part of, while we're in SDP review,
gotta wait till it's finished.
Okay, if you're all right, then I'll just close the meeting out and turn off the audio.
Yeah, I think that's